Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's GY3 Success Team Call. It is Monday, March 4th, 2019. It is convention month here in Legal Shield. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. We have a loaded up, action-packed call for you this evening. I hope you have pen and paper ready. We are just doing a roll call. We are being joined live by Success Team members from coast to coast, from border to border. And, of course, we are only a few short weeks away from all of us converging under one roof in Dallas, Texas, for Legal Shield's biggest event in their nearly 50-year history. I'm so excited that we're all going to be together. We're going to get that opportunity to come together. I'm going to talk more about convention later in the call. However, I want to kick the call off with our guest speaker that we've been talking about all week long, that everybody has been excited and waiting for all week long. Folks, it isn't often that I get to introduce the people that have been so impactful and influential to my personal business on the Monday night call. And so I'm excited to be able to do that this evening. You're about to hear from a gentleman who not only has succeeded with his Legal Shield business, but is an influential story in the success stories of so many Legal Shield associates. If there is a Mount Rushmore of Legal Shield, the argument has to be made that Cliff Molloy belongs on that monument. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a quick rundown of who you're going to hear from momentarily. You're going to hear from a gentleman who is in charge of Legal Shield, has asked him and continues to ask him to hold in place and lead the largest metropolitan area in the United States. I'm talking about New York City. That's the New York City with the Statue of Liberty and Times Square and Madison Square Garden. Millions of people populate this area, and this gentleman is the leader of that marketplace. In addition, he is a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member, a six-figure annual earner, a leader, a trainer, a speaker, and a motivator, and an incredible human being. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call our guest this evening from New York, Mr. Cliff Molloy. Mr. Molloy.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. I certainly appreciate that incredible introduction. I'm taking notes on the introduction so that I can have others share exactly the same thing, the way you said it. No, I really do appreciate you, and I appreciate the friendship that we've had over the years, Mr. Tanner, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to share and speak on this team call as I listened in, as people dialed in all throughout the United States and possibly Canada. So I'm very excited to be here, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't take for granted this opportunity. I'm honored that you are all here, especially in that Mr. Tanner promoted that I would be on the call. It's a super honor that you dialed in to hear from me. If you don't mind, I'll share very quickly my story and how I came to be introduced to Legal Shield and what's happened and why I'm still here 20 years later. As a matter of fact, I cannot believe I've been here this long. I like to tell people I started when I was 12, but that really wasn't the case. I was in my mid-30s. But the fact is, here I am. But when I was exposed to this business over 20 years ago, as a matter of fact, it was 22 years ago, I was exposed to Legal Shield for the first time. So it was actually 2 years before I actually joined Legal Shield. And I was working two jobs. I had a full-time job that wasn't paying me enough money. I went out, like a lot of folks do, and I went out and got a part-time job. And the reason why I felt I was forced to get that part-time job is because I had three young sons at the time, and they just got used to eating on a regular basis. And that required money, which enough of it I did not have. And I went out and got that part-time job to make ends meet, and I found out real quickly that ends never meet. And if you really think about it, if ends did meet, it would be a circle, right? So the fact is I was challenged now because not only did I not have enough money coming in, but because I had two jobs, I really didn't have a lot of time left either. So now here I am struggling, still didn't have enough money coming in. I have three sons that, you know, and anyone that has children knows that your social calendar, of course, gets mixed in with the children's social calendar, so that I had no time for my own activities, much less time to do things with my sons, and I'm working two jobs just to hold things together. So needless to say, it was somewhat stressful. I did the best I could to make things happen financially, but several people weren't getting paid every single month. And with all of that going on, someone at my full-time job stops me one day and asks me if I kept my options open about making money. That was the exact question he asked. Do you keep your options open about making money? I'd heard of network marketing. I'd heard of, you know, direct network businesses like this, but I'd never been asked to participate in any of those in this way. So when he asked me that, I didn't see it as network marketing. So I immediately asked him what's it all about. And he went on to tell me about this company called Legal Shield. Now, to be transparent, when he mentioned it, he mentioned the name Prepaid Legal Services because that was the name of our company prior to 2011. But honestly, ladies and gentlemen, as I think back on it, it really would not have made a difference whether it was Legal Shield or Prepaid Legal, because I really only heard when he said legal services. And I immediately thought that he was looking for someone. I assumed, because of the name of the company, he was looking for someone that wanted to be a lawyer, a paralegal, or in the legal field. And because I knew that to be in the legal field, you needed some kind of formal education, I immediately felt a little intimidated and unqualified myself, right? I didn't ask him what the qualifications were. I just basically said, no, you know, it's not for me. I thank you, you know, but it's just not for me. I literally turned my back on him and walked back to my desk or my cubicle. And that was the end of the discussion. I didn't discuss it anymore with him, and we just saw each other and it's high bye, and that was it. For 2 years, I'd gone with that perception until a friend of mine called me from Dallas, Texas. Now, I say a friend of mine because the guy I worked with, I really didn't know that well. I just saw him at work, and that's our only interaction. But the gentleman that called me 2 years later, I'd known him for 8 years, and we had been good friends. As a matter of fact, we even shared an apartment together at one time, and that's how I got to know him because we didn't really know each other before we actually shared an apartment. And, of course, when you share an apartment with someone, you really get to know them. And it's 8 years later, and he calls me up, and he says, Cliff, have you ever heard of Legal Shield? Now, he lives in Dallas, Texas. I live in New York on Long Island. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, Patrick, I have heard of this company. And I was about to explain to him why I wasn't interested. And I guess he felt that I wasn't excited or I had a negative tone. And he just jumped in and said, Cliff, there are people doing this part-time, some about high school education, making $100,000 a year. Now, I don't know if that was a part of his script or what the situation was, but I knew he was not saying that for my benefit, because the one thing I knew in the 8 years I've known Patrick, and this is Patrick Shaw I'm speaking to, by the way, if you hadn't heard that name in Legal Shield, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, you know, very, you know, big name in Legal Shield. He's my sponsor in the business. But the fact is that when he made that statement, I knew he was being sincere, because in the 8 years that I'd known Mr. Shaw, he did not know that I didn't finish high school. And the fact is, that's the reason I said no to the first guy, right? So I knew he was not trying to hype me up or trying to, you know, he was being very sincere because he didn't know that about me. So now I'm curious, folks. I'm curious as to how is it possible that someone could earn a six-figure income in the legal field without having a formal education. And my curiosity led to asking questions like, what is it? How does it work? And Patrick listened to me ask these questions. He wouldn't answer anything. But then finally, after I asked the questions, he said, Cliff, there's nothing I can say that's more powerful than what you're going to see. I'm going to send you a video. Now, today, of course, he would have basically just tapped the app, Prospect My Legal Shield, sent me out a quick link, it would have answered my curiosity about what this is all about, and I would have watched the video on the link. Now, 20 years ago, we didn't have video links. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have social media like we know it today. He literally sent me a VHS videotape, and I got it in about 10 days, so he didn't rush to get it out in the mail to me. But when I finally got that video, I actually sat down and watched it, and while I was watching the video, I was thinking to myself, this is a pretty good idea. But while I'm watching the video, or after I watched the video, I felt kind of enthusiastic about this. But I'll be honest with you guys, I was a little bit more skeptical. And I was like, it sounds too good to be true. I mean, I'd never heard of this before, and it sounded like a good idea, but if it was really that great, I should have heard of it, you know, feeling like I should know everything that's going on. So I decided to watch the video a second time, and this time I'm looking at it carefully, trying to find the catch. You know, there's got to be a catch, and maybe I could tell Patrick about the catch that I discovered. And while I'm watching it the second time, folks, I realized something. Number one, I'm going to get the membership. The service just makes sense. I'm going to get the service. And then I realized that I'm sitting here deciding to get it. No one can stop me from getting it, and there's no one here to sell it to me. I'm here by myself watching a video. At that very moment, I realized that I don't have to be a salesperson. I don't have to learn a sales pitch. I don't have to feel like I have to learn sales. I just decided to take that video and show other people the video, and that's exactly what I did. My first week after I joined the business, I earned an extra $480 literally pressing play. I mean, literally showing people that video and just, what do you think, kind of thing after the video. And I marketed some memberships, made $480 my first week because we got paid daily. We still get paid daily today. And that was my turning point because, you know, to make an extra $480 on top of these two jobs, that was a big deal for me. And at the end of my first month, I had sponsored a few folks, and I'll share what happened there. But I made over $2,000 my first month in the business. By the end of my fourth month, I was making more money part-time with Legal Shield than I was in my full-time job. So I quit my full-time job because I didn't like it anyway. But I kept my part-time job just in case because, you know, I often say I ain't no fool, what if it don't work out, right? So I decided to keep doing this Legal Shield thing. And 2 months later, I was able to leave my job, my part-time job. So I'm now full-time in Legal Shield. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to tell you that I was bold and, you know, burning the ships. Let's go forward. Let's make this thing happen. No, I was scared to death. I was worried that I made the wrong decision, that I have these three kids. I got child support. What am I, stupid, giving up my jobs? My family was saying, are you kidding me? You need to get a real job, and I'm doing Legal Shield. But I made a decision, right? You know, John Addison said the word decide, you take that first part. I mean, the last part of the word decide is decide, right? And so it sounds similar to other words like suicide, homicide, genocide, pesticide, right? That means the death of something. Well, to decide means the death of all other options. And that's what I did. I decided that I was going to focus on Legal Shield. I was going to work harder for myself than I was for my two bosses when I had those two jobs. And I applied myself. I got up early in the morning like I did for my job. I came home late at night like I did for my job. And in between, I was just going to show people that video and show others that joined the team how to show people that video. And by the end of my first year, I earned $92,000 in Legal Shield. Now, what makes that so significant is not just the amount of money, but the year before I joined Legal Shield, I had two jobs and didn't make $37,000. Now, my first year in Legal Shield, I end the year, and I earned $92,000. At the end of the year, I had no jobs. So this told me that this was real. It was real. It's legal. That's a good thing. And that gave me the tremendous confidence not only to continue to do this business, in spite of the negativity I received on a regular basis. I mean, the more people you talk to, you're going to run across more negative people. It's just going to happen, including close friends and family members. I just had to go through all of that. But it didn't shake my resolve because I knew what I knew, and I knew what I experienced. And but more than just my resolve, because of that confidence, I was able to speak confidently, right, and congruently to other people about something that all I'm asking them to do is take a look. And by my sixth year in Legal Shield, I earned my first million with Legal Shield, and the rest, they say, is history. I've been here for 20 years now, and it's been an incredible blessing. My children have grown up knowing basically for the last 20 years nothing but Legal Shield, and they benefited from that with the colleges and the automobiles, if you will. Not that I just dote on my children and give them all kinds of stuff. They certainly earn it, but it's great to have the ability to be able to say, look, if you do this, you do well, I'll give you this, you know, and or get to this or get to that. And they all know it came from this Legal Shield business, which is all they see to do for most of their lives. So that's pretty exciting stuff. I just want to share that I think the greatest opportunity that we have in building a Legal Shield business is that, you know, to demonstrate to folks that this business is real. The thing that I did when in building my business is I utilized weekly briefings and big events. And I got to tell you, I did it in a big way. The very first briefing I attended when I joined Legal Shield was in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I live on Long Island. And while Brooklyn is technically on Long Island, it's certainly not considered Long Island. And our traffic situation here in New York is tenuous at best. But the time that the briefing runs, I'm going against traffic, so to speak, into Brooklyn in rush hour traffic on a Monday night. I attend that business briefing, and I come out of that briefing. I realize that I don't think I can build a big team out of this briefing because I can't get my sphere of influence, which is mostly on Long Island, to Brooklyn on a regular basis. So I decided in my third week in the business to launch a business briefing on Long Island. And I know it was kind of early in my career, early to do it, but I did it and started real small. But I learned some incredible things about of the live event. And at that time, you know, we didn't really have much of a choice. Today we have a lot of other options like Zoom and conference calls and stuff like that. But even today, nothing beats the interaction of meeting real humans and seeing live people that are doing this business, right? So it, the purpose of the business briefing, in my opinion, of a live event is not necessarily to expose someone to the business. It's to expose someone to the environment. It's to expose someone to the attitudes, to the environment that folks are here. There's other people like us are doing this business, and they can succeed at this business. They're excited about this business. You can't quite get that same energy on a Zoom meeting. You cannot get that energy on a conference call. You can only get that energy that we call emanations, right? That feeling about people and the genuine sincerity that you get from interacting with other people. You can only really feel that when you're there with them in person. And that's what makes the business briefings click. And I can't say that that's exactly why my business exploded, but I know that I was utilizing business briefings and edifying others to basically attend weekly briefings. And really, I was really fanatical about the assembly. You know, Jim Rohn calls it, you know, do not neglect the assembly. And I can quote Jim Rohn back and forth on this philosophy because that's all I talked about in every opportunity, on every conference call, in every interaction. It was my conversation with the team was, you know, how is the briefing? You know, what's your goals for the next briefing? You know, what percentage of the room would you like to be on your team? You know, where were you sitting in the room? Were you sitting near the front of the room with your guest where there's very few to no distractions? Or were your guest sitting in the back? And if your guest is sitting in the back, it's because you probably got there late. You need to get there on time and need to interact with people before the briefing starts. So your guest are comfortable in the room before the presentation starts so that they can focus on the interaction and the presentation. Matter of fact, one of the best times at a business briefing is before it starts, so you can have your guests or your new associates meet other associates in the marketplace. This is so powerful. It's the interactions, it's the relationships, it's the culture that's built around the business that really keeps people in the business. It's literally the glue that allows us to stick and stay. And why that's so important is because this is a business, and business has ups and downs. Now, our job, we have ups and downs at our job too. But when we have ups and downs at our job, when we have a down day at our job, we don't just leave the job, right? Because we have a vested interest in staying at that job because there's a paycheck that we know is going to come at the end of the week. With a business like this, sometimes we can have a down day and people can say, well, I ain't going to go back to this no more because there's no guaranteed income, right? I mean, you could earn, there's no ceiling in Legal Shield, right? There's no ceiling on your income. You can earn as much as you are willing to work, but there's also no floor. So if we don't do an effective job in a given week or month, we may not have a great income. But at the job, you know that that income is going to come in, whether you were super effective at work that day, that week, that month, or great, you know, phenomenally effective. And that psychology basically can work to basically have people you know, possibly drop out before they can have their success, right? I mean, and the shame of somebody quitting early on themselves is that they quit with all of this experience, all of the things that they learned not to do anymore. They leave with that knowledge. But the glue is the relationships that are built in the business that allows people to stick and stay through those challenges because of the people that they get to know, the relationships, the successes that they see. They realize that, you know, this person or that person had a similar challenge and they stuck it out. And look where they are right now. I know them. This person is real. So if they can stick and stay and then eventually get their pay, I can do the same thing. And that kind of interaction is what really drives this business. It's really an unseen force, but that we have to consistently talk about and edify. But when you see it work, it's a beautiful thing. It's a phenomenal thing. The second thing that really exploded my business was the big events, the Super Saturday, the regional events. And I'll never forget when I joined Legal Shield in 1998. I joined in September. September 26th was the day I joined. October was my first full month. In the month of October, I learned that the CEO and founder of Legal Shield, Mr. Holland Stonecipher, was going to be in Brooklyn, New York at a big event on November 26th of that year. And I said, my goodness gracious, this is the founder of the company. I've heard about him. I've listened to audio tapes. I saw him at, we had the satellite channel back then, and I saw him on the satellite channel at that time. And I said, man, he's coming to New York. This is going to be big. So we really set out to basically have a lot of people at this event. And everybody that joined the business, we let them know that the CEO and founder is coming to New York, and he's looking to identify, this is my promoting of the event now. This is not the company promoting this. This is me just hoping to get a lot more people to the event with their guests. I told everybody that the founder is looking to identify leaders and recognize leaders in the marketplace. You want to be there, and you want to bring guests so that Mr. Stonecipher can see how serious you are about this business. And that was all I promoted for the month of October and most of November. And as we drove into that event, we ended up that night with having almost 400 people on our team at that event. Now, you would think that we owned that whole event. Well, the fact is, there was 2,600 people at that event. So we only had 400, right? Out of 2,600 people, that's not a large percentage of the room. But I got to tell you, it was a large enough percentage for me, a large enough group of people, to have 400 people in the room, guests and associates, that really drove the massive success in my business in the early years of Legal Shield. So I'm not saying that you have to have 400 people in the event. What I'm saying is that if there's a big event in your local marketplace, you need to promote for that event like you're putting it on, right? Like your credit card's on the line, so to speak. Like, you know, like and build for that event like you really are passionate, like you own Legal Shield. You want to build for that event like you started this company, like you founded this company. Take ownership of Legal Shield. Take ownership of this opportunity and build with that kind of passion and resolve. People will feel it, they will reflect it, and they will respect it. And I got to tell you, that's how that works. And Mr. Tanner, I've been going on and on, and I can continue to go on and on. I'm just very passionate about this business, not unlike yourself, because you are one of the most passionate people I know, and you are definitely building a massive, massive organization and business all throughout the United States and Canada. I have so much respect for you and what you do and the team of leaders that you're building, and I appreciate and I'm honored that you have me on your call tonight.
Mr. Malloy, thank you so much. Listen, you have a huge national audience. If you have any events coming up prior to or immediately following Dallas you'd like to share with this organization, we'd love to have you shamelessly plug whatever you have coming up.
Absolutely. Well, we're focusing on three events right now, three events as of this day that we're moving into and through the International Convention. And the first is we have a regional event that's going to be taking place this Saturday, as a matter of fact, March 9th in New Jersey. So this is going to be happening in northern New Jersey at Newark Airport. All right, so, of course, everyone knows Newark Airport in this particular region, right off the New Jersey Turnpike. And it's going to be this Saturday morning from 10 to 2:30, and we call it Run for the Ring. And we're going to have several ring earners, Legal Shield ring earners, that are going to be sharing this story. But you know what's unique about this event is not only are they going to be sharing their success, right? Because everyone hears that, right? You can go to the profile of success and see the success. But what they're going to share are their struggles, their challenges, the moments that they almost quit before they got the ring, the things that almost drove them to quit this business and stop short of getting the ring. And that's what they're going to share, the challenges on the way to the ring and their challenges since they've gotten the ring. Because, you know, there's 12 different ring levels from $50,000 to $1 million, and we're all in quest of building a big business. Now, the goal may not be to get the ring itself, but as a result of building the business, you'll get the ring as a result. You know, the money is just a measurement of the success and the people that you've helped. Well, you know, for each level, there's going to be a new devil. You know what I mean? For every struggle and challenge, there's going to be also that opportunity to get through that, which is going to bring you to the success on the other side. And so that's what's going to happen this Saturday. So that's going to be a phenomenal event. From there, we move into the international convention, and then coming out of the international convention on June 6th, we're going to have a Fast Start training class. Now, we all understand the power of Fast Start training, that Legal Shield is promoting it in a big way, but Legal Shield is going to do something for all of us that will be announced at the international convention regarding Fast Start training. You just have to get to the international convention to understand that. That's the next big event, right? So after Saturday, of course, the only event that we're all thinking about, you know, after this Saturday's event is the International Convention. But coming out of the International Convention on April 6th, we'll have a Fast Start training, which may also serve as a kind of a recap. But it will be an official Fast Start training class so that all of the things that were announced and the adjustments and the new stuff that we get, the new money, all that stuff will be introduced to everybody so they can understand it as it relates to building their Legal Shield business. And then from that event on April 6th, we're going to build into the very next week where we have a big recruiting showcase. Now, the recruiting showcase is going to start at 4:30 p.m. and go until 8:30 p.m. So it's going to be in the evening. It's going to be in New York City, right across the street from Madison Square Garden. We mentioned that just a minute ago. That's where we're going to be on April 13th. It's going to be a huge event. We're expecting 300 to 400 folks, guests and associates in the room for that event, and we're going to be featuring none other than $700,000 income ring earner, Mr. John Hoffman, multimillionaire club member, platinum executive director, will be a featured guest speaker at that event, Mr. Tanner. So those are the three events that we're building into and through this amazing international convention that we will be at the end of this month.
Mr. Malloy, thank you so much for jumping on our call this evening. We're looking forward to being plugged into those events. Of course, that's my region here in the Northeast, so I'll be live in attendance there, and I'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of our team members alongside of me at those events. Thanks again, Mr. Malloy. We'll let you go back to your family. We appreciate the time you spent with us this evening, and we're going to continue on with the call. We have on the call, we're going to talk about live events. Mr. Malloy did such a great job establishing what we always talk about, right? Like, live events build this business from coast to coast. We have Mr. James Parrish, who was with Darnell Self this past weekend in the Florida market, and many of you saw him posting and updating the rest of the team for those that were not there with Darnell Self this past weekend. And we've asked him to come on and share a few thoughts from that incredible event that we all, if we weren't there with you, James, we all wish we could be. And again, we appreciate the photos, and we're excited to hear from you this evening. We'd love to hear your thoughts about Darnell Self, the Super Saturday event in your Florida market, sir.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much, and hello, everyone. Last Saturday, I got to go down to Orlando. It's about a 2.5-hour drive for us each way, and it was worth every second. The car would have driven us twice that far if we needed to. It was incredible to have the intimate setting. There was about 80 to maybe 90 people in the room in total. And we didn't get in the door quite early enough. There was a long line getting in, so we got about the third row back time we were able to get our seats. But I took 7 pages of notes, and it's a lot. So I'm not going to be able to share everything with everyone, but I do have a couple highlighted that I want to share. One of the first things that Mr. Self said is he gave us the key to the pathway to platinum, and he said it's Performance Club. And it's just qualifying for Performance Club every month. And that was is how he got to platinum. And then he followed that up with asking us, you know, how many memberships that we thought that he marketed it himself. And of course I was thinking thousands, like a lot of other people would. But when he told us his real number, it was actually under 900 memberships that he has marketed himself. So that's about two or three memberships every month for his 20 plus years that he's been involved with the company. And he's never been the number one recruiter, never, you know, in his whole entire career, he's never been the number one recruiter in Legal Shield. And that was a big eye opener for me. One of the other things that he mentioned was 80% of the success is just showing up. And what really drove that home for me is that they announced, you know, I asked everyone that was an associate level to please stand up. And there was, you know, six to eight people that stood up, and then everybody clapped for them. And, you know, senior associate, and there was six or seven of those. And then when, you know, manager, senior manager, there was about 7 to 10 each of those. And then director, about a dozen. And then what was really interesting is they asked all the senior directors and executive directors to please stand up. And there was over 30 of them. There's about 32, 33 of them that all stood up. And they had them all go to the front of the room. And, you know, they each got on the microphone and introduced themselves and said who they were. But, you know, here in Florida in this time of the year, our weather is perfect. I mean, it's 75 degrees out, sunny, gorgeous. And here are the you know, some of the top earners, you know, as far as our comp plan goes. I mean, they're at the very top. And what are they doing on their Saturday afternoon? They're sitting in a hotel meeting, you know, training. And it was interesting because those top earners that were there, the guest, you know, that had a name tag and with, you know, on their name, and then had a line through it. And underneath the name is who their, you know, who their sponsor was or who brought them. And it was interesting to see that, you know, those top income earners, they, you know, those top people in our comp plan is they all had guests with them. So that was a big eye opener for me. A few of the other things, you know, about personal development, you know, Mr. Self, he mentioned, he's like any seed sowed during your day might start growing roots. And what that means is just, you know, listening to people, you know, whatever they're saying, you know, whether it's negative or whatever it might be. If you have that thought in your mind, you know, when you go to sleep at night, if you're just thinking about that, if you keep letting that go, it might start growing roots and stay with you. And you certainly don't want other people, you know, planting your garden of what your plans are. Another thing that he mentioned was, unfortunately, most people don't sign up, and most people that do sign up don't do anything. And that's true for everything. I mean, it goes for all aspects of life. I mean, you can look at pretty much anything and it's just what it is. And one last thing I want to finish up, I'm going to let my wife speak for a moment, because this was her first live event. I've been to a few others, and you know, I've been to the national convention last year and then a couple regionals, and this will be her first time. But one thing that, I'm sorry, let me find that page. Speaking about Dallas, if you have a reason that you're saying you can't go, more than likely, it's probably your reason that you do need to go. Whatever it is. I mean, whether you're going to say it's work, whether you're going to say it's your kids, whether you're saying, you know, whatever your reason is, that's probably the reason that you do need to go. So I'm going to put it on speakerphone here for a minute and let my wife just give her version of the experience.
Okay, so mine's a little bit different than James. James has been doing this for about 19 months now, and for the first time, I got to join him in an event. We have a 4-year-old son, and it's been very difficult for us to even have long time alone together. Let alone do something business related. So when I found the opportunity for my mom to come and stay with our son, I knew I needed to go. I would have to say the most important thing that happened was for the first time I felt the energy. I listened to my husband for 19 months now, explain this business, explain it over and over, talk about it. And for the first time, I actually felt it. To be in a room filled with people within all levels of the business, with such positive energies and vibes, really lifted me up and allowed me for the first time to believe in it. And I don't really want to admit it, but I haven't quite been very supportive of James. I didn't realize until now how much I may have actually been inhibiting him. After Saturday, I was relieved to find that I'm not the first spouse to be doing this, and I'm glad, I'm really glad that I went, because now I can start being the supportive wife he deserves and hopefully a business partner as well. So the last thing I would like to say is that I was astonished at the number of, like James was talking about, how many bigger earners were there. They all grabbed paper and pen, as well as the first timers, to take notes. And to me, they are successful, the people that are, you know, the bigger earners. And so for them to grab pen and paper and take notes and be there to learn even more was amazing. It made me feel, even though I'm just starting out and they are years into it, that we all have something to learn and all have something to take home from the events. And I'm lucky to have say that we've gotten a sitter for Dallas, and I'm super excited to be joining that event also.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Tanner, for having us on the call.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Man, I just love it when everybody is on the same page. Great notes and insights from the event. And, you know, we would all love to be there with you. Hey, I'll say this. I'm not going to bring the parishes back on the call because for the sake of time. But I'm pretty confident to know that I'll bet that they wish that there were people that they could have had in those seats with them. And the next event, they'll make sure that those seats are filled with those very same people. We want that for all of you. We want you to experience these live events yourself if you're not currently. But most importantly, we want you to leverage the passion, excitement, enthusiasm, training, content, everything that comes from these live events. We want you to leverage that by getting your organization, your prospects, your associates in front of and a part of that, immersed in it. And nothing is bigger than the International Convention in Dallas. So we want to make sure that everybody is registered for that. Reminder, we have a team breakout, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday evening while we're all in Dallas. And I just want to let you guys know about the March incentives. Hopefully you all know about this by now, but you have to understand when we get into convention month, there's big things going on. There's incentives that are created for convention month. There are incentives that are ending for convention month because new things are going to be announced from the main stage. So right here, I just want you to understand, if you have as a goal to qualify for senior director or executive director, March is going to be the month to do it. Legal Shield is not saying any more details than that, except to say that it will be in your best interest to be senior director or executive director qualified in the month of March. And listen, when we get to Dallas, it'll be the end of the month. It'll be the last couple of days of the month. It'll be important for you to stay ahead of that here early in the month of March. We have a top recruiters incentive, and I am focused on this. I hope you all are as well. As we continue to share the opportunity that was shared with us, this month the top 25 recruiters in Legal Shield will receive a signed Damon John book and participate in a meet and greet with Damon John and photo op at the Dallas event. So make sure that you are keeping an eye on the leaderboard and make sure you're in one of those top 25 spots. And listen, don't write yourself off. I have seen contest after contest like this, where incentive winners, people that are on that top list, have production that makes you say, if I'd only known how few associates recruited it would have taken for me to be on that top recruiter list, I would have done a little bit more. This will be one of those incentives. The top 25 recruiters is going to span a large group of production, from people that are recruiting at numbers that you can't even imagine to people that are just recruiting a handful of friends and family. They'll be on that list. You should be too. Performance Club for Life with matching bonuses. Remember, this program concludes at the end of March. That means $180 to you while you're going through your first 20 days, moving from associate to senior associate, moving from the $60 commission level to doubling that to $120 on the same $49.90 membership. Get leveled up to senior associate in your first 20 days, earn a $180 bonus. And by the way, you might be saying to yourself, well, I'm already a senior associate, senior manager, director, senior director, executive director, and beyond. That's great. Unlimited matching bonuses to you help people get leveled up, paid and promoted, help your new associates become senior associates in their first 20 days. Not only will Legal Shield pay them $180 as a bonus, but they will pay you a matching $180 as the sponsor. Executive Director for Life, $15,000 available to each and every one of you listening to this call right now. We want to make sure that if you don't know how to capture this $15,000 in ED for Life bonuses, maybe you don't know about it, maybe you don't have a strategy and a game plan to receive it, we want to change that for you. We want to help you become an ED for Life and earn $15,000 in bonus money And I don't want to get off this call without talking about Platinum for Life, because you may not be focused on the Platinum Executive Director level right now, but I want you to understand that you're part of a big opportunity. And Legal Shield has a $1,495,000 Platinum for Life bonus program. It runs over the course of 60 months, pays out $20,000 at month 12, $50,000 at month 24. At month 36, $125,000. At month 48, a bonus of $300,000. And at month 60, 5 years as a Platinum consistently qualifying, Legal Shield will pay a $1 million bonus. That combined adds up to $1,495,000 on top of everything else that is on the table and available to each and every one of us. Folks, you're going to talk to somebody this week that wants to know, is there a path to become a millionaire with Legal Shield? You can say confidently, yes, hundreds of people have done it. And now we have a bonus program that will allow you in the next 60 months to earn in excess of $1 million just in bonus dollars. That's a pretty powerful statement to be able to make to your prospects. Folks, we're going to wrap the call up this evening. Thanks to Cliff Malloy, the Parises in Florida, all of you for being plugged in. I know that a lot of you are taking fast and furious notes, and as quickly as we can make this replay available, I will post it in the GY3 Success Team Facebook group. If you or someone in your team is not plugged into that Facebook group, change that immediately, because we are communicating with you in that group, and we certainly will be throughout the month of March and while we're together in Dallas. There'll be Facebook Lives and additional trainings available to the members of that group, as we'll continue to be plugged into you and ask you to be plugged into us as we help to guide you and level you up as you grow your Legal Shield business here in the month of March and throughout the remainder of 2019. Thanks so much for joining us on the Success Team call this Monday evening, and we'll see you right back here next week. Good night.